It has been said here before that God's words, published on God Said, Man Said, answers all the world's questions, every single one. Of course, to the unversed, that sounds facetious, but it is true. The answers to all of life's questions and the solutions to all of life's problems are clearly declared, and those of childlike faith have surely tapped in to this most glorious resource. Psalms 119:12-16. Blessed art thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Are you born again as Jesus declares in John 3:3? When your faith is invested in Jesus Christ, the return on that investment is life and life more abundantly. Do you want the kind of clear vision that can see all the way into eternity? Are you ready to enter into a place that passes understanding? Are you ready to have the change of your sin and shame shattered? Are you ready to walk in glorious victory? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God said, Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. God said, Genesis chapter 4, verse 7, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Man said, men of education, men of science, are not inhibited by old, outdated biblical morality. We have been enlightened and follow a better and more fulfilling way. Now the record. The mission of God Said, Man Said is not to convince the masses that there is a God. That's relatively easy to do. The vast, vast majority of men believe in some power that is over them. God Said, Man Said's mission is to prove that the God of the Bible is the creator of all, and that he will hold all men accountable to his word at a soon, very soon, coming judgment day. Welcome to God Said, Man Said, feature article 678 that will once again certify the beautiful, full inerrancy of the Word of God. All of these features are archived here for the edification of the childlike and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of the sons of Adam. Be sure and take advantage of three very useful tools on God Said, Man Said. One, you have questions? God has answers. Whatever your question, type a keyword in the search bar top right and watch the screen populate with related information from Adam and Eve to quantum physics. Two, use the tell a friend feature above to send a message to someone you love. It's so quick and easy. Number three, imagine. You can download to your electronic device nearly 170 hours of God Said, Man Said features. Listen to one every day. We call them gospel sandwiches. Thank you for visiting with us today. May God's face shine upon you with light and truth. For those who really want proof that the God of the Bible is, in fact, God, our Creator, one of the simplest places to discover it is in the results of disregarding God's words in His Bible. The weight of this proof is ubiquitous. It is everywhere, even in your own family, and even in your own flesh. Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. This is an absolute, but man wants nothing to do with God's commandments. Psalms chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall have them in derision. Now contrast the above verses with Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 5 through 9. Behold, I have taught you statutes and judgments, even as the Lord my God commanded me, that ye should do so in the land whither ye go to possess it. Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. For what nation is there so great? Who hath God so nigh unto them as the Lord our God is in all things that we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous as all this law which I set before you this day? Only take heed to thyself, and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things which thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from thy heart all the days of thy life, but teach them thy sons and thy sons' sons. The children of faith seek out and embrace the commandments of God, because inherent within each one is a blessing or a curse. The result of obeying a commandment is the blessing of doing the right thing. The result of disobeying a commandment is the curse of doing the wrong thing. The following excerpts from recent periodicals will demonstrate the results of disregarding the truth. God's Word commands against putting into your body anything that is harmful to it, which covers serious ground, from alcohol and illegal drugs even to certain foods and the quantity of food consumed. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, 16 and 17, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? If any man defile the temple of God, him shall God destroy, for the temple is holy, which temple ye are." Science News, November 30, 2013, page 5. The use of illicit drugs has declined slightly over the last decade among teens, but it's growing more common in people over age 50. New data from the U.S. Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration show that 23.9 million Americans over age 12 had used drugs in the previous month. End of quote. America's state politicians have begun to legalize addictive substances such as marijuana for recreational use. Presently, 18 states and the District of Columbia have made pot use legal, and its use is skyrocketing. Scientific American, June 2013, page 36. A 2009 study found an increased risk of accidents for levels of THC higher than 5 nanograms per milliliter of blood, which some evidence indicates is as impairing as a blood alcohol concentration around the legal limit of 0.08%. Typically, one would have to take several puffs of a joint to reach such a concentration. Consequently, voters in Washington state have adopted a 5 nanogram millimeter as the upper threshold for drivers, end of quote. Latest statistics of marijuana addiction rates range from a low of 9% to 17%. God commands in Exodus 20, verse 13, "Thou shalt not kill." God commands against fornication of any kind, which is sex outside the marriage bed, 1 Corinthians 6, 9. "Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of heaven? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind." Disobedience is standard fare, therefore sin lieth at the door, and 55 million U.S. children lie in garbage bags. Answers Magazine, April-June 2013, page 13. Leading cause of death in America: 33% abortion, 16% heart disease, 15% cancer, 36% all other causes. AFA Journal, November 2013, page 27. In May, U.S. News and World Report ran an article which began this way: "Research released last week by the U.S. Census Bureau's of American Community Surveys says states with a higher percentage of out-of-wedlock birth in 2011 tended to have a higher incidence of poverty." The article went on to say, "The American Community Survey found that 36% of the 4.1 million women who gave birth in the U.S. that year were unmarried, up from 31% in 2005. Utah had the nation's lowest out-of-wedlock birth rate in 2011 at 14.7%, followed by New Hampshire at 20%. The District of Columbia had the highest rate of 50.8%, followed closely by Louisiana at 48.7%, Mississippi at 48.1%, and New Mexico at 47.6%. We are closing in on a statistic where 4 out of every 10 babies in America are born to girls and women who are not married, end of quote. Nearly 1/3 of all U.S. pregnancies end in abortion. AFA Journal, September 2013, page 13. Nearly 40% of cohabitating 20-something parents who had a baby between 2000 and 2005 split up by the time their child was 5. That's 3 times higher than the rate for 20-something parents who were married when they had a child, end of quote. AFA Journal, February 2014, page 5. According to a study, researchers at Ohio State University, casual sexual encounters intensify poor mental health, specifically thoughts of suicide. In the study titled Casual Sexual Relationships and Mental Health in Adolescence and Emerging Adulthood, researchers interviewed 10,000 middle school and high school students and then interviewed them again between the ages of 18 to 26. At both times, they found that those who reported entertaining suicidal thoughts were more likely to have had casual sex in the past. Also, those who continued casual sexual encounters into their adulthood were more likely to retain the suicidal thoughts of their younger years. In fact, each incident of casual sex increased suicidal thoughts by 18%. End of quote. AFA Journal, January 2014, page 5. The Federal Drug Administration has a 30-year ban on homosexual blood donations. The ban stems from the AIDS epidemic of the 1980s. According to the FDA website, this is because men who have sex with other men are, as a group, at increased risk for HIV, hepatitis B, and certain other infections that can be transmitted by transfusion. As evidence, it said men who have had sex with other men represent about 2% of the U.S. population, yet accounted for at least 61% of all new HIV infections in the U.S. in 2010, end of quote. Science News, April 20, 2013, pages 20, 22, and 23. Cancer-causing HPV can trigger abnormal cell growth on the cervix, and the cervical cancer still kills up to 4,000 U.S. women each year. The virus is also implicated in cancers occurring in the anus and the throat. All told, according to a 2011 study, 29% of sexually active U.S. girls and women carry a potentially cancer-causing HPV infection. Back in 2006 and 2009, when the HPV vaccines Gardasil and Cervarix came into the market, health officials dreamed of halting the spread of HPV, which is sexually transmitted in a single generation. HPV is implicated in roughly 60% of all oral cancers that affect the back of the tongue, throat, and tonsils. Scientists established the link between oral cancer and HPV more than a decade ago when studies revealed HPV-16 lurking in many oral tumors. In 2007, researchers at Johns Hopkins University found that oral cancer patients were 3 times as likely as people without the cancer to have had 6 or more partners on whom they had performed oral sex. But there is much still unknown about the dynamics of oral HPV transmission, says epidemiologist Mark Brisson of Laval University in Quebec. Kissing may be involved. He and others think that changing sexual practices may be behind the rise in oral cancers. About 6 million new genital HPV infections occur each year in the United States, mostly in teens and young adults. Oral HPV infections go uncounted. Basil Donovan of the University of New South Wales in Sydney estimates that by the end of a young woman's first sexual partnership, she has a 30% chance of having acquired an HPV infection. A 2011 study found that 43% of sexually active U.S. girls and women up to age 59 were carrying some type of HPV infection. Among U.S. men, the rate was about 50% for an HPV infection. In Germany and Denmark, the infection rate is roughly 35 to 40% among young women, says Andreas Kaufmann of Charité University Medicine in Berlin, end of quotes. The four-legged land creature God directs us to eat are vegetarians, as well as we all were before sin. Genesis 1:29-30, and God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat." And it was so. But can you imagine that cows have been fed animal brains in their meal? Science, August 16, 2013, page 716. Don't eat brains, and don't let animals you find tasty eat brains either. These are just two of the lessons readers will take away from science writer and former Discovery Channel Canada co-host Jay Ingram's Fatal Flaws. The multivalent title alludes not only to the prion proteins themselves, which when misfolded trigger deadly neurodegenerative diseases, but also to the involved researchers and governments who, like everything else, are sometimes imperfect. In contrast to several previous general audience books that center on bovine spongiform encephalopathy, mad cow disease, Fatal Flaws tells a broader story of prions. Ingram ranges from the curious cases of Kuru in Papua New Guinea to current speculations about the role of prions in other diseases, including Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. End of quote. It is not possible to cast off the commandments without suffering the curse, the result of doing the wrong thing. For those looking for proof, simply follow the results. This world is spiraling down to its destruction, but we don't have to go with it. Jesus Christ is our way of escape. His blood washes clean all sin and shame and breaks the chains that held us. If you are not born again, click on the Further with Jesus now and be set free. God said, Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." God said, Galatians 6:7, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." God said, Genesis 4:7, "If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door." Man said, "Men of education, men of science are not inhibited by old, outdated biblical morality. We have been enlightened and follow a better and more fulfilling way." Now you have the record.